The first place goes to athlete number 36 from Singapore.
Yeah, baby! Let's go, baby!
Let's go, Thoros!
Hop, mommy!
I started my fitness journey 7 years ago. It's like a good release for me because at that time I was dealing with some health issues and also mental health problems as well. And I love the feeling after every workout. So I decided to become serious. So that's when I engaged a coach to look into my workout program and plan my nutrition as well. And I told him that I would like to compete in a bikini competition one day. So my first show was in December 2022, where I won first for MuscleMania Asia.
My mommy is a bodybuilder.
I was pregnant a few months later, right after the competition. I was really excited to start on the next show, but after I realized, like, you know, I'm pregnant. But that doesn't stop me. I still continue to do my exercises. I still try to hit my proteins, but there's flexibility in my diet. Yeah, that means more cheat meals.
A lot more.
Yes.
Hey, Adelaide, you can do this. Help, help, yes.
Ooh. Hi, my name is Jace.
My name is Janice.
My name is Papa.
And mommy got muscle.
I have been in this bodybuilding for like I think about 10 years. So recently I just competed in Malaysia, and that will be my number 10th competition in bodybuilding. During like my off season, then I also thought maybe I'm not that young anymore, so maybe I should start to do some family planning.
When we found out that you know, she's pregnant, I know that she has done intense research on all this. And if you are you know, physically active, right, it actually helps with the pregnancy. So I actually encourage her to train, and I'm actually fully trust that she knows what she's doing.
I think I remember last time when I trained, he got watched me train for a while. It's like he still will like keep on telling me, keep an eye on me. Then he keep on telling me like, don't push yourself too hard. Yeah, you can push, but don't push yourself too much.
I still worry a little.
At the time, Farah was a single mom, trying to like compete and get ready. I had the most respect for her of what she was doing, and you know, from there we kind of got very close and grew a relationship together. But equally, we're both trainers. We're both passionate about fitness. We both compete at like different sports, so we kind of get to share those journeys together. And yeah, we're having an amazing time doing that and pushing each other and supporting each other.
Yeah.
Witness. Well done. Hey, kiss. Thank you. I think the challenge comes is when we're both at 20% and we're like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do this. I'm like, all right, how do we get through this one?
And, yeah, correct. And I have to tell myself, like, wake up, Farah. I'm a mother and I'm a wife. So, yep, I've got to get on with my life and not be too irritable and too sensitive when the hormones are going haywire, especially when I'm on a calorie deficit during this cutting phase. I can be like going for 5 to 6 days with zero carbs, and then I just have to, you know, suck it up because this is my choice and I want to look the best on stage.
All right, I'm hungry!
Because I'm actually on a compact diet. Let's say if as a family we go out, we go to a fast food restaurant. Then she actually like, mommy, I want you to eat this. That is some of the things, like, I cannot eat, but I still, because of my girl, I need to eat because she wants me to eat.
Yeah.
So if anything, like additional piece of chocolate is actually affecting my progress. So yeah, I just need to make sure, be mindful lah.
Hey, Lydia, can't watch TV.
Okay, I'm also doing my cardio now lah. Kill two birds with one stone.
I really enjoy this phase when Olivia is growing up, to see her from baby stage to like now, yeah. 13 months. I'm loving this motherhood and my fitness journey. Yeah.